First thing is that if that's what we think meetings are like, then we'll get exactly the result we expect. And so I think first and foremost is in business and in small business especially, if the business owner has a negative attitude towards these critical conversations, I don't call them meetings, the critical conversations in their business, then they won't work. Quite simply, it's important that we lead by example. And if we're booking client meetings and putting those as priority over a team meeting, and all of a sudden the meeting doesn't happen once in a month or something because, you know, the business owner has something more important to do, that sends a pretty negative message to the team. And so for me, unless the business owner's making it a priority and valuing them as a key component of getting the communication right in a business, then we're kidding ourselves.
Now, you made something really important there, and that is when a customer meeting comes before a team meeting, how important is it that you don't think of communicating with your staff as somehow secondary to looking after that customer, that without communicating with your staff, you won't eventually be able to capitalise on what that customer is offering anyway.
Bingo. It's a decision, and it's an attitude. And for me, most people, and it's so easy to put urgent in front of important, and we just talked a whole lot about that in time management, but this is just one casing example of a moment in time when I, as a business owner, have a decision. When I'm speaking with a client about when I book that appointment, or when I'm speaking with a sales rep or a supplier, or and if I make that choice to put that commitment in front of my meeting, then I'm sabotaging the success of this whole process. And I think the outcome of that ultimately is that we create chaos for ourselves.
So is it the use of the word just, that it's just a team meeting, it's just
a great comment.
Meeting?
Yep, fantastic comment. Absolutely. It is a critical conversation. The key to success in any team is communication. And for me, it's a bit like saying to an elite sporting team, we just won't talk at halftime or quarter time, or we won't have a pep talk before, and we won't do a debrief after. I mean, if you think you can win in the sporting environment with that attitude towards communication, then you're kidding yourself. And same is true for business. Just my challenge to business owners out there, if you are a business owner, shift the attitude and make meetings a priority over and above 95% of all other commitments. That's
so
just my challenge to you.
Absolutely. There we go.
Dear idea. Look at that.
How cheesy is that?
So once we've done that, for me, what we miss in meetings is that we don't have a clear understanding of what it's about. And so we try and talk about a whole range of stuff in discussions at the wrong time. And so maybe what we could do is I might just outline my recommendation on the ideal type of meetings that we need to have as business owners.
Okay, fire away.
So each year, a day or two out of your business, setting the strategy for the next 12 months. That's a critical meeting, and most of us don't do that. And so taking you, your partner, your wife, and maybe some key team members away to the hills to lock yourselves away in a cabin somewhere and get out of the business to set down the plan. Then half a day once a year to set the budget that links to that strategic plan is another really important lockout time to have. Then quarterly planning meetings. So I suggest half a day a quarter, and we do this with all our clients. We get all our clients in a room and they plan their business for half a day every quarter so that we build an action plan for the next 12 weeks in business. And then once we've got those in place, then we're giving ourselves a chance to then have really constructive monthly and weekly meetings, because you've got a plan, you've got a budget, and you've got clarity on where you're going over the next 12 months.
How important is it that you also have maybe a change of scenery so that you don't have, you can't see the people coming to the front counter, or you can't see all the phones ringing? How important is it you get away from the business so you can really immerse yourself in the planning process?
It's critical, and it is absolutely critical. So go and book a golf course at Tumut, or, you know, an RSL meeting room at Griffith.
Jeremy.
And I mean, what I do with clients that come on for me is often we'll go and lock ourselves away for a Thursday, Friday at a golf retreat and golf course, and we'll plan all day and play nine holes of golf and have a nice meal and a bottle of wine in the afternoon. Like, you might as well enjoy the process. And if you start the year with a strategic plan that was a fun and memorable event for you and the people around you, then you're setting a good tone for the year.
Okay, so now you've got this idea where you've got the right attitude going into